Well, good morning to the online listeners of the website. We're certainly always grateful that you tune in. And I thank you for tuning in, and also challenge you to look around in the website. Phil put some wonderful information up there. There's photos and just different things. And we put the liturgical calendar that we follow, and it's amazing that how that church calendar works along with the liturgical calendar. But the liturgical year this year is rapidly coming to an end. This is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. Can you believe how we're marching along? It's the next to the last in ordinary time of the year. Isn't that interesting, ordinary time? Did you ever wonder what that means, ordinary time? Well, I did too. So I click on the website up there, and it says the Christian year includes two central cycles. Focus on major events in the life of Christ, the Christmas cycle, which we know is Advent. And then each season begins with a time of preparation. That's called ordinary time. Isn't that neat? Because we are in that particular part now, as we are leading up to Christ the King Sunday next week. And then after that, a new year will begin with our annual Chrismon service. That's always a lot of fun. And as the first four Sundays in the season, we call it Advent, which is preparing for Christmas. And along the way, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving Day in a few weeks. And there's a lot of special days on the calendar, too. We just finished with All Saints Day and All Saints Sunday and Veterans Day this past week. And we think this might be a time to catch your breath a little bit as we move more into the year. Can you believe it's 2022 coming up in six short weeks? It's just amazing. Now, before you think, hey, preacher, you're pretty smart there knowing all that stuff. No, I'm not. But if you look on the website there where it's has the liturgical year right under where it says bulletin inserts and photos, Phil puts a detailed information that's on there. It blesses my soul every time that I read it, because being a Methodist preacher for a long time, I didn't quite understand all the liturgical calendar things. And then one day, as I became a preacher and started studying this stuff, voila. But there's always some things that you can learn from that. So I'm grateful for Phil for what he does. And the photos are on there for the trunk and treat. The you just click on the photos. Last Sunday service is on there, the pictures. It's All Saints Sunday, and we can see what we got on there, and there's some good pictures. And I always remind myself when I've seen some of the pictures, I'm trying to lose a little weight and get ready for the new year. But sometimes when I look at the pictures at the stand at the back of the church and do the benediction, say, hey, Robbie, you got a long way to go. Well, anyhow, thank you for letting me just ramble here a little bit today. But I don't know of any really major announcements that's coming up, except we are having this. You'll hear this after we already had it, unless you come to church on Sunday. We're going back to having the covered dish dinners on the second Sunday of the month, with the exception of December. So that's a wonderful thing. To me, that's progress, that people are getting out and about, and we're not bound to the COVID thing. That particular thing is getting better. The flu season is here now, and so we got to deal with the flu. But overall, people are moving around, and we just thank God for living in Florida, that we're not as hindered as we are in some of the other states, and we're grateful for that. So, with that, I'd like to ask any birthdays. I don't know of any birthday this week, but I know there are some. So that's why we always sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. And anniversaries. You know, Thanksgiving coming up very soon. That's the anniversary. It's not this week, but just like that anniversary. It doesn't always have to be a wedding anniversary. It could be something special in your life, milestone, like a job anniversary or something else that's real special. So we sing happy anniversary for that, too, because we know there's an anniversary out there somewhere. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God loves you. Happy anniversary to you. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope you found the welcome and announcements informative this week. And again, I ask you to nose around in that website. It's amazing the things that you'll find in there pertaining to all the different kind of holidays and the church calendar days. It's really exciting to see our faith come alive in so many ways. Have a wonderful, blessed day.